When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
TVI Say with Ashley Ray. Another episode, another episode of TVI Say with Ashley Ray. Another episode of TVI Say.
Well, hello, TV Club. I am so, so excited today. This is just going to be a really great episode because it's the holidays. We're having a good time. For me, Thanksgiving, a lot of people are always like, you live in LA, it's always dead. Do you go back home? Do you visit your family? I do not. My birthday is around Thanksgiving. Like every 4 years, it is on Thanksgiving. So even when I try to have a party, nobody's around, everybody's gone. So I just spend the whole week like drinking as much as I can, eating all my favorite foods and catching up on my favorite TV shows. One thing I like to do, I like to watch a lot of Thanksgiving episodes. You know, the big ones like Bob's Burgers, New Girl. Those are the famous ones. The Simpsons, they have so many historic Thanksgiving episodes. I line them all up. And then maybe I even watch a movie sometimes. So, you know, that's my holiday. And so you can have maybe a similar opportunity. I've brought in some experts, some of my favorite TV funny people experts, my favorite podcast about Gossip Girls. I'm going to be real, the only podcast I listen to about Gossip Girls.
Yeah.
But my favorite, I have Carl Tart and Lamar Woods with me today. Oh, thank you gosh. So much for joining me.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
What's up, Ashley? What's good?
I'm tired. Down. I just got back from Colombia. I'm back in LA and I love it and I'm ready to.
Colombia?
You was in Colombia?
Yeah, the country down there.
What
yeah,
you doing
for like
down
a
there?
Month. A friend of mine was living there. I went to visit and it was really fun. I stayed for a really long time and now I'm like, oh, right, I'm in a different time zone and.
Yeah.
This is a different country.
Colombia for a month.
Yeah.
Debauchery.
It kind of, I mean,
wow.
A little
it
bit.
It feels like I just seen you, though.
It's been that long.
Yeah, it's been, like, yeah.
Time is flying. This year is flying by.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Going way
I
too
mean,
fast.
What we were watching, like, I was on your podcast. We did. Was that a Thanksgiving episode? No, it was
it
a wedding episode.
Oh, yeah. It was close. Yeah, it was around because I feel like we did watch a Thanksgiving one recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A big
yeah.
event happens at every on every episode. Yeah. They got something to do every episode.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very busy.
Very, very true. So, you know, I'm back and I'm ready to just do nothing this beautiful Thanksgiving week that we have.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you have Thanksgiving TV traditions?
Football.
Oh, yeah. That's you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Football. Yeah. Football. The Cowboys. Don't they always play on
the Thanksgiving? Cowboys always play.
Really?
The
I think so.
The Commanders. The Washington Commanders, formerly known as something racist. they always
that's
play.
That's what they changed it to? The Commanders?
The Commanders. The
is Washington that? Commanders. Wow, I don't like that.
It's not
yeah,
great. It's a very
little,
military.
Yeah,
I was like, just change them to the Washington Police.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
the Washington and Chargers. I guess they already got the Chargers.
Yeah. The Washington in Chargers?
Yeah, yeah. We're in charge. The Washington, I'm the captain now. Right out of
I am, like, my family is in Dallas, and I had no clue the Cowboys play every Thanksgiving. Like, you're telling me this now for the first time. I'm discovering this.
America's
right
team.
Because I remember my dad was a Cowboys fan, and when it was Thanksgiving, I was a kid, they would watch. I remember always being around a lot of people when they would do the halftime show. I always remember as Cowboys, but that doesn't mean it's every time. Is it going to be this
is
time?
It?
Yeah, it'll be this time too.
Okay.
You know, the Thanksgiving traditions for TV in my household is, of course, the parade in the morning. And then I'm fighting over the TV with my mom.
Yeah.
I want to watch football. She wants to watch why did I get married for the 140th time? And so, like,
the first one or the second one?
Yeah, like, she just wants
to do a
Tyler Perry marathon day usually, and then we end up agreeing on some sitcom that is playing like a Thanksgiving
episode. Exactly, yeah.
The Fresh Prince episodes where all the sisters come and, you know.
That's the one I watch a lot. Fresh Prince is big.
Yeah.
The Martin episode. My favorite thing to watch on Thanksgiving is the microwave spin.
I like watching my stomach digest food. I got to be honest. I didn't grow up celebrating Thanksgiving. I should tell you that. Now, as an adult, I do celebrate it now because I can do whatever I want now.
Yeah.
Because I'm a man now.
You're an adult.
Back then, I was a boy. So now we cook and stuff. We're usually hanging out with the homies, I probably watch football.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll watch like some, interesting documentary about the planet.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Oh,
no,
wow.
We ain't watching that shit. I don't know.
I was like, wow. Yeah. And then you watch something about colonization.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I got the best of both worlds too, because I'm from here. So I'm not from here originally, but I've been here for 25 years. And so my mom is here. And so I go to my mom's house during the daytime, and then she starts getting on my nerves around 5 or 6 o'clock.
Of course.
And then all my homies who live here, who I've met over the years from comedy, who are transplants, I just go bounce around with them.
Yeah, do the Friendsgiving thing.
Yeah.
I will do that sometimes. Like, I drink all day at my house, and then eventually someone's like, Ashley, why don't you Uber over here, eat a plate of food? And I'm like, yeah, I can handle that.
Yeah.
I can do that. And I just bounce around. And I have friends who love watching Big Brother. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll just watch old episodes, old season. It's like they'll spin a wheel and just be like, season 5, episode 8, wow. Let's go. And I just have no idea what's ever happening.
Yeah. That's the one where they all someone's watching you in the house?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's like,
I haven't seen that one.
It seems so complicated.
Yeah, it does.
I don't understand. Every time you watch, there's different rules. They're like, this week,
right,
the house player of the week is blah, blah, blah. And that person gets to decide who gets toilet paper.
Yeah.
And I don't get why people would do it.
They play weird games too.
Yeah.
But it feels like people who watch it, they'll love it. Like,
they're obsessed.
Yeah, they're like obsessed with it. It's tough for me.
Like, they know every person. They strategize together. It's a whole thing.
What should you be watching though?
Let's get into the watch list. So the top, I like to talk about what I've been watching through the week.
Yeah.
You know, you can talk about what you're watching right now.
Okay.
So, you know, what I'm getting prepped for to watch for Thanksgiving, we got a whole new season of Inside Job that just came out today on Netflix. Uh-huh. Part 2. I'm excited.
Wait, what is that? I don't know that show. Inside Job?
Yeah.
Is that like, what is that about?
It's an adult animated show on Netflix that is basically about, like, the dark government that truly controls the world all these conspiracies being true. And
that's so funny because you said that and I'm like, what is that? And then you started describing it. And I was like, oh, I'm on that.
Yeah, I didn't want to look at you because I knew you were on it, but I was looking at you like I knew you were on it.
I didn't watch
what is she talking about? Sorry to those people at Inside Job. Thank you so much for the job. I hope I did.
You're our
job.
Favorite character on that show.
Ashley's
like explaining the plot, and he's like, sounds like
where have I heard?
Oh, because that, I read the script.
Yeah, that is a line I actually said into my phone. But it's really funny. I think it's like one of the best new adult animated shows that's come out. Adam Scott is in this new season, and they're doing like a whole kind of party down reunion. So.
That's tight.
Yeah, check it out. Part 2. It took a long time for us to get it. So.
That's what made me forget about it.
Yeah.
When you do voiceover stuff, you do so many in like so little time that like they all kind of run together.
Yeah.
And they take 2 years to come out.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think I recorded that probably before the pandemic.
Yeah, probably like 2018.
Yeah.
And then I know they took like some time off and finally we're getting a part 2. And who knows if we'll even get another season after that with all these weird animation cuts. So.
Yeah.
When you first said, I was thinking of Money Heist when you said it, but that's a completely different show. That's not animated.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Money Heist? You don't know Money Heist?
No.
Man, let me tell you about some TV I see.
Okay.
Okay, so the Money Heist, Money Heist is, it's like a Spanish, it's like, they take place in Spain, and it's like this group of like thieves, and they like basically go into the mint, or like the money exchange, and like rob the government basically, but they're like stuck. It's like the whole season is just them like stuck in there.
That's the whole season.
Yeah, it's crazy though, but it's like does all the flashbacks and it's really cool.
Okay,
yeah.
What's it on?
On Netflix.
Okay, I'm gonna check that out.
Does it have subtitles?
Yeah, yeah.
Count me out.
Okay, that's some
information. But what I do now is I just watch, because on Netflix you could be like, oh, it's,
you can do dubs.
Put it on English. So it sounds, everyone has the same voice. Yeah. Cadence, so they'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm in love with you, girl. And the girl's like, I'm in love with you too. I'm like, man, I don't know who's talking right now. But because I can't do the subtitles either. I ain't trying to read it.
Hot take, if you say you love shows with subtitles, you're pretentious. Because that shit is not easy to do.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be like, wait a minute, what?
That shit's hard.
Yeah, you got to look back and forth. I watched Attack on Titan and I was like, I'm not going to do this with subtitles. Like, I did it dubbed. I want to be able to look at my phone. I don't care if they sound silly.
Yeah.
And they, well, I don't know why they get the silliest voice actors to do dubs.
It's weird. It's probably an interesting job. It's probably not even actors who do that job.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just like people who are just around. Like, hey, you get in here.
Inside Job, good show. Check it out.
Check it out.
Watch the first season.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, starring Carl Tucker.
I play Tupac, Three-Pac, and Four-Pac. I know that.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? I gotta watch
it's
this.
Really good.
This
it's about? Like it's about like conspiracies being true and this government agency that like hides all these silly conspiracies.
That's a great
it's
idea.
Really
funny. I'm gonna watch that then.
Yeah. I think that was what my bit was. It was like, is Tupac still alive? I was like, yeah.
And so Three-Pac and Four-Pac.
Yeah. That's pretty great. Okay.
Second season got some great writers, Grace Thomas from Girl God and Rick and Morty's writing on it. So it's good stuff. And then, you know, just sticking to Netflix, what I'm saving for Thanksgiving, The Crown, the new season.
The new coming out.
Oh, yes. The fifth one
is
out. I
keep trying to watch it, but it's too sleepy. I get too sleepy. I can't. Do you watch that, Carl?
That's why I like it.
But you're a king, though.
Yeah.
My king.
That's why I like it, though. It's the perfect show to, like, you drink, like, a little whiskey, and you feel, like, a little fancy, and then they're talking about crowns and stuff. But you can also just kind of black out during it. Go to sleep. Doesn't really matter. You wake up, and you're like, yeah, I'll just catch up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'll just read that later.
It's very soothing. Like, it's a soothing show. Like, the whole, nothing happens.
Yeah.
I'm never shocked.
Like, there's an episode, I guess, where they just try to keep the queen from reading an article. That's the whole plot.
Yeah.
That's it. I love it.
Did you used to watch, like, Masterpiece Theater when you was a kid?
No. I was not that big.
Did you watch Masterpiece Theater?
Did you watch Masterpiece?
No, Masterpiece Theater. Oh, no, that was
entertaining. But I do want to watch. I am fascinated by the Crown, like the idea of it, and they have so many good actors. But I want to watch this new one because it got Princess Diana in it.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, do I need to watch the other shit?
No.
Because I don't know.
You can just jump right in. I mean,
watch that.
Yeah. And it's really like, I just want to see like the Princess Di revenge dress moments. Yeah. And, you know, yeah. So.
They got subtitles on that? Or not?
No.
They speak English?
They speak English. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, some parts I think they like with the whale stuff, they got subtitles because he's hard to understand.
Right.
He's just like a mess.
I have to go back to, you just said something very poignant. You like to drink some whiskey and watch this show and you make an event out of it. Since the YouTube era, I have not been doing that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Like I haven't been just like being like, all right, time to sit down and watch something. Like he used to have like Game of Thrones nights at his house every
year. Yeah.
And I'd be like, I'm not coming.
We get some pizza, some deep dish. It was fun.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones.
We would like do special drinks. We'd be like, you know, a Lannister's debt drink. And just be like, oh, made with like gold vodka or something.
That'd be funny if Lannister's debt had no alcohol in it.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll give it to you later.
We'll give it to you
but
later.
But I think I got it from my other homie because I didn't know Game of Thrones either. I didn't really watch it. And then I had nothing to do. And then the homies on Santa Monica were like, we're doing a Game of Thrones party. And it was like episode 3, I think. And I was like, all right, I'll go. But I ain't never seen this. And they had like all the themed food and everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm in, even though I didn't know what was going on. But I'm going to start doing my own version.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
I did watch Rami, but then I binged it all in one day.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
I
save the episode or something.
Yeah, the new season of Rami, I saved the last 3 episodes because I was just like, I got the screeners because I was in the after show, so I got to watch some of it early, and then I was just like, if I watch this whole thing now, I won't have anything to enjoy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Mo too.
Oh, Mo was so too. Good.
God, both of those are good.
Good,
just
those.
Yeah,
good
so shows. So good. If that's perfect Thanksgiving viewing, if you're like, I need something to just, you know, drink a whiskey on my couch, Mo and Rami.
Yeah.
So and that's like
you drink a lot of whiskey on your couch. I feel like you're using TV as an excuse to just drink whiskey on the couch.
I mean, maybe that's my tradition that I talk about.
You can put ice in it, or is it straight?
A little ice.
What kind of whiskey do you like?
I mean, nothing fancy, just like Maker's Mark.
Oh, nice.
So just, you know, but that's like for Christmas, because then also
eggnog.
Yeah, you know, eggnog, Thanksgiving, I'll put it in some hot chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, it's my birthday also, so please. Like I said.
Go ahead, please.
When's your birthday?
The 28th. So it like it's basically, I take the whole week.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Thanksgiving to my birthday. I deserve that.
You should, yeah.
So
does it suck when you're growing up?
My friends would be like, oh, I can't come to your party because we're doing this. I can't do this because, you know, so.
Oh, that's really sad.
I would just, I would just be like, okay, I guess it would be me and my mom home making whatever food. And then I just watch a bunch of TV. Like I would do all of the, I'd binge a lot of Saturday Night Live on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
They would just do the old episodes.
Yeah. Which sucked.
So, that's when I really realized, sketch comedy's hard. There's so many flopping. Like there's just, I was used to the best of episodes. No.
Yeah, that's interesting, like seeing, like looking back and being like, I wonder if this holds up. But
when they put all that on Hulu, when Hulu first came out, because now they got them all on Peacock. But back in the day, when Hulu first came out, they had like all the seasons. And so me being the comedy nerd who was also like just kind of starting in comedy at the time, like 19 years old, I'm watching all these episodes and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I know that this is supposed to be the, because I had heard all the years, like, nah, the 70s, the first five seasons of SNL,
you gotta those watch were the
best.
It's
and
the
I'm
best.
Watching them, and I'm like, this is garbage.
This is horrible. there's so many bad sketches where you're just like, oh, come on, let's just end this.
Yeah.
And like,
and they did not know how to end sketches back then.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I feel like they still, I mean, well, whatever. They're doing great. But yeah, I think the, I like the season with Farley and David Spade and those guys and Sandler. That was, I'll watch those joints.
Yeah.
They still get me.
Those are good.
I know when Norm MacDonald would do the weekend update. I love that.
I just like, I did this podcast with this person who was like a Saturday Night Live nerd, and they told me like the best story about someone getting fired from SNL, and now I'm trying to remember Damon Wayans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When Damon Wayans got fired from SNL, and he was just tired of being on the show and was like, I just am sick of doing this. Like, nobody does my characters. Nobody wants to write for me. And they put him in a sketch as like a cop. And they were like, you're just gonna have one role, just play the cop. And he was like, okay, got it. And then he went out at the last second and was just like, I'm going to play it so gay.
Yeah.
I'm going to just do it
so
gay. Like, and he just did the one line in like this super effeminate voice all out, just nothing to do with the rest of the scene.
Basically the character that he would play in the Men on Film sketch.
Yeah,
it was like a Miami Vice type sketch. Because he was only on for one season. It was the 85-86 season when Lauren first came back to the show.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. was on that season. Yeah. And it was
Anthony
just,
Michael Hall is also in the sketch with him.
Oh, okay.
It was just an awful season of television.
Yeah, awful TV.
Wow. Like,
John Lovitz got to stay from that season, and one other person got to stay from that season. I can't remember who. Like Nora Dunn.
Yeah, Nora Dunn.
Stay from that season. But it was really bad. But a lot of people didn't even know that Damon Wayans was on that season.
That's
his one thing. And apparently after, like, as soon as it happened, Lorne Michaels was just like, oh, he just signed his quit letter.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, he just resigned.
Wow.
That's really how I imagine
that's
Lorne
really
Michaels.
That's really inspiring, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you two watching right now? What's...
I'm watching White Lotus right now.
Oh, yeah.
And then I like... what is the other show I like? I've been going back... I've been watching Game of Thrones again.
The new Game of Thrones?
No, now I'm like, I want to watch the other one now because I just finished watching the House
the
of
original.
Dragon.
Okay, yeah.
So now I'm back starting all over Game of Thrones just to see the difference. I just wanted to see, if I look at it differently now that I've seen the original.
Yeah, it helps to remember some of the things.
Yeah, yeah.
White Lotus, though. Are you watching White Lotus?
No.
White people and their
Carl
problems?
Carl watches YouTube.
I'm watching a little TV right now, though.
Okay,
what you watching?
I'm watching, and I want to hear your point about White Lotus. I tried to start it on the airplane 2 weeks ago, and I was like, I got to figure out something else. But because it's like dramatic, but it's supposed to be a comedy?
It's a comedy. It's just kind of...
It's just scored like a drama.
So yeah, it's like scored like a drama, but it's like, oh no, you're supposed to make fun of these rich people and laugh at their problems and how they deal with their situation. Like this season, the villain is a girl who is like the main character's assistant, and the boss is like, just stay in your hotel room and don't get in my way. Just stay somewhere else. And the girl is like, This is the worst thing anyone's ever done to me. Lock me in a hotel room where I have a per diem and can order all the room service I want and charge things to my boss. And you're supposed to feel bad for her, but then, no, you're supposed to make fun of her.
Well, I'll give it another shot. Maybe watching stuff on a plane is not the best.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Did you watch the first one, though?
That was they only had the first season.
Okay.
I was trying, and I saw Natasha was on it, Natasha Rothwell, my buddy. And I was like, I want to watch it.
Natasha is worth watching it. I like her character was my favorite.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's really funny.
Yeah, it's funny. It sets it up like something crazy is about to happen, but it's just a funny show.
Yeah, just funny and wild white people.
Okay, fair enough.
But what other TV you watching?
Killer Sally.
Oh, I watched Killer Sally.
I'm watching that.
I heard about that on Netflix. Watch that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I watched that documentary, and you know, a lot of times you watch a documentary, you're like, that is so unfair. Oh, that man. And this one I watched, and I was like, you know what? Even Steven's here.
Yeah.
I walked away.
Is Steven in there?
No.
Okay. So I was talking, I don't know if you read it. We were talking about the group chat.
Am I dumb? So Killer Sally, if you don't know it, it's about this woman who was a bodybuilder and like, you know, did the posing and all that stuff. Not like weightlifting, but like the obliques and like looking like super jacked. And she falls in love with like the male champion of her year. They're like this power couple and bodylifting.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah. Like, you know, but then also just a horrible relationship. They both drink. He's abusive. Like she's abusive. Just horrible things back and forth. At some point he decides he's going to leave her. He's seeing someone else. And she had like previously like insulted, threatened many people who had like been with this guy. And the day he goes to like pack his stuff, he calls a friend to come over to be like, you know, be there. Cause if you're there, violence shouldn't happen. The friend like goes to get food and the girl ends up killing him.
Wow. Okay.
And
this is real, really happened.
Yeah.
Wow. This is all real. And the documentary is told from like the perspective of her kids and her. And, you know, they don't, you can tell she's like still in prison, but you're not sure like what her, you know, sentencing and all that was. And, you know, they tell the, like, they present the story pretty equally. Like, they also talk to his family and friends, and they're like, yes, he was abusive. He was taking so many steroids. They both were. Like, they would drive to Mexico together and just be like, kids, wait in the car. We're going to go get our steroids. And then they would just both, like, you know, do it and start beating each other up. And
that's not funny. I'm not laughing. The way you said it.
But like that, like even in the thing,
like
she's like,
routine or something.
Yeah, she says in the thing, she's like, we would kind of know, we would schedule it because like he would start using 3 days before this meet. And so I would know he's going to be real angry on this day and I would be angry on this day. And they would like try to work it out. And, you know, the day that he was going to leave, like he, I guess, was also getting ready for a contest. So he had been like using a bunch. She was like steroided up and she shot him, and she said the first one was self-defense because he was attacking her, and he had, you know, there was reports of like previous domestic violence, but then after that she walked back, like shoots him one time in the chest, he was down and not moving, and then she walked all the way back to her room, emptied the shotgun, put a new one in there, walked back out, and then shot him in the face.
At that point that's crazy.
Because that's what was throwing it off. Because you know, you're trying to watch it with an objective lens. And you also trying not to be a bad person or anybody thinking about it. So I'm watching this shit and I'm like, man, he was whipping her ass. I get that. And like this dude was big.
Right.
But also as a big black dude, it's kind of like, you know, people portray you as a certain way.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, but he was whipping on her.
And he was.
But and he was like, he had the steroids in him, and that is crazy. Like, he's probably on one.
Yeah.
And then she was like, well, it's Valentine's Day, and he's not here. This is my husband. He's not at home for Valentine's Day. And so I started getting ready, and then he comes home, and he's like, where you think you going? And she's like, well, I was coming to the bar to look for you.
And then she says that he lost
it. Let me watch it out.
But she changes her story a lot of times, and even the kids, her kids from her previous relationship are in it, and they also add a lot of context that's just like, you know,
is she in jail? Well,
so basically she served time, and so even she was like, that's fair, and her kids were like, that's fair, you know, you walked back all the way to your room. And
but that part I didn't know at first, because at first
they don't tell you that.
She had to shoot him.
He's a big guy. And then they talk through the evidence and you're like, oh. And then they talk through to his friend who was like, yeah, no, he specifically called me there so that like it wouldn't get violent. And then I told her I was gonna just grab some food and I'd be right back and to just wait for me. And instead she didn't.
Yeah.
and all this other. And so then it's kind of like, well, she goes to jail. She serves her time. Mm-hmm. She got out early because of COVID. And now she like met a new guy.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Hold on. I ain't got that far. I was waiting for Thanksgiving, Ashley. You spoiled it. I know.
There's still a twist there that I won't get into.
The twist is that she's dating me.
Ashley came on.
I fell in love with her.
Our show spoiling a whole Gossip Girl.
Don't you say nothing about Gossip Girl. Ashley knows everything.
That's the other show we're watching is Gossip Girl.
Oh, it's Gossip Girl.
For the listeners out there who did not listen to Ashley's episode, she was toeing the line the whole time, and we watching this shit in real time.
Sorry, I read the books.
Thank you. Shit about
I read the Gossip Girl books, and I knew. I just happened. But
she was like, you know Vanessa's ball, right? Yeah. I was like, no!
That's just in the book.
He can't know anything.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I promise I didn't ruin the end, but that's why I say it's even Stevens, because it's kind of just like you watch it with an open mind and you're like, you know what? Fair.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like, okay. Yeah. And she does, you know, she's kind of like, learn from my story, I guess.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
I love that reveal, too, in the second episode when they were like, and no, he was abusive and he was whooping on her and she had to shoot him. But also, my mom used to beat up everybody.
Yeah.
She beat up the mailman.
They literally just have a whole...
His mom,
yeah. It's like, my mom beat up the mailman. One time, I beat up this kid, and then the dad slapped me, and then my mom went and beat him up.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh,
he was like, oh, you have
she
no
like,
idea.
They like yeah. cock diesel. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this kid was like, you do not know what my mom's about to do to you. So... yeah, very good documentary.
That's
I thought
Netflix?
It was well done. It's
out.
On Netflix.
Yeah, you'll like that one.
Netflix is kind of the go-to for my holiday season watching. Yeah. They really get it together over there.
They do, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's, you know, got some good documentaries. The other one I'm doing on Peacock is A Friend of the Family, which
oh,
just
Oh, yeah, is that
up.
Good? I can see it on the buses. They drive
yeah,
by it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. If you watched Abducted in Plain Sight on Netflix, the documentary about the girl who got kidnapped 3 times.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, 3 times. Do your parents even like you at that point? Well, A Friend of the Family says they did. It gets
oh,
into
wow.
that story.
Oh, wow.
And then Peacock did, like, another documentary that's, like, about that girl today and how she's healing. Pretty worth it if you want to... It goes beyond the salaciousness of just the Netflix documentary. Okay. So I checked that out.
What's that one called?
A Friend of the Family on Peacock.
Ooh-wee. What do you think of all this new? It feels like there's just a movement of like shit that happened that's kind of like the dark ales of society. We're going to like recreate it. It seems like that's like a new thing that's happening right now.
Yeah.
Like the Dahmer thing.
The Dahmer
Did y'all watch
thing.
That?
I didn't do Dahmer.
I can't watch stuff like that.
Yeah. Like it just frustrates me because I already know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I know that whole story. Like I've like watched documentaries on it and stuff. So I don't need to watch the miniseries.
Yeah. I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like if I'm going to watch something like that, I'd rather watch a documentary version of it. Than they recreate it because that shit is. Because now you invested in shit.
Yeah.
Also, if I'm getting into my bag, I hate the over romanticization of white serial killers.
Oh yeah.
How they go? Mm. Oh, this evil genius! How did he do it? And then like a black person kills people. Like, he killed people.
Oh, he killed people.
Genius black killers.
Oh yeah.
We need to start romanticizing the genius black killers and start teaching our kids to be killers like that. No.
And it's like every time they're like, "Oh, Dahmer was such a genius." It's like, "Oh no, the cops were just like he's white."
Yeah,
so
that's
he can
it.
Go.
Yeah, I did not know that. And when I watched the show, I was like, "Oh, Then I was like, I don't need to keep watching this. Yeah. But yeah. I didn't realize that's what it was. It was, and that's how you know they glorify it, because I was like, probably as a high school kid, I was like, oh, Jeffrey Dahmer, he's probably this crazy genius, right?
Yeah.
And then I watched the show, like, that's it. I was like, yeah. Oh, man, I thought he was going to. He just, no. Like, it was just.
It's literally just like, yeah, people being racist.
Man, shit is and racist and homophobic. Like, people just being like, oh, they're black and gay. They want like, to.
Yeah, yeah. They're doing their thing.
Yeah.
I don't, shit is weak. What about Ted Bundy? He's smart?
No. Another one. He was pulling over people in a Volkswagen Beetle.
And just being like, I'm a cop.
I'm a cop. Be like, okay, we trust you, white cop, man.
Literally.
He's so attractive. Oh, he's so attractive. Man, look like every other white guy.
Like that, and he just looked like, yeah, every other white guy. And he would just be like, oh, my foot's broken. Help me move this. And then they'd be like, okay.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, man, how did he do? The mastermind.
Oh, the mastermind. Oh, my. Genius was playing chess.
Yeah, because they're like, what's that movie? Hello, Clarice.
Oh, yeah. Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, they was racist, too. They didn't like lambs. I was like, they was like, he's a genius. He makes all the lambs be quiet. I don't know. I didn't see that shit.
Yeah. No, but I didn't do Dahmer, but the new season of American Horror Story, you ever get into it? No.
Nah. Right, we don't watch that. We over here, we watch wholesome shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We don't watch people getting
Hallmark movies all day, son.
Yeah, I do be watching that Lifetime joints with my mom sometimes.
Okay, those are good. I do Hallmark Channel. I get into that.
Yeah, a lot with Homegirl from Destiny Child. She be in all them
joints. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Michelle?
Michelle.
Yeah. She be killing it.
I love her. She's so good.
Let me ask you this. Remember that? You just reminded me, the documentary about the girl getting kidnapped 3 times. What about that documentary? I never watched it because it just seemed insane.
Yeah.
But the guy who they let move into the house, and he was like sleeping with the daughter, and then the mom would say, stop sleeping with my daughter, and he starts sleeping with the mom, and then the husband said, stop sleeping with my wife, and then she started sleeping with the dad.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, whoa. What?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. That's the documentary the show's based on. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's Abducted in Plain Sight. That's what it's called on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh.
And basically, this guy like became a close friend of their family and was like, hey, so my therapist says that I need to do therapy where I sleep with your daughter in her bed so that I can not be a pedophile anymore. And basically the whole family was Mormon, so they didn't know anything.
Right,
and
they
were just like, okay, sure.
Oh, so that's what that friend is?
Yeah,
show
so
is?
And then a friend of the family is that. And Jake Lacey plays the like main evil guy.
Oh, okay.
From Girls. He's very good.
Like, yeah, he's a good actor.
Yeah, he's very good actor. Only person they could get to play a role that evil and pull it off.
Okay, you know, a show I have been watching is, when you said Mormon, it made me think of that, Under the Banner of Heaven. That show was good as hell.
That was good.
I like the little miniseries. I wish it was still going, otherwise. But it ended.
it was so good.
But that I like that type of shit, too.
See, what do you watch on YouTube?
I'm getting radicalized all day long on YouTube.
Conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories all day. No, I did watch Angeline.
Oh, Angeline was so good.
I did watch that one. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
It was so good. I wanted it to get nominated for more. I don't know if it was just because like LA and I felt like, oh, seeing the city, but I thought it was really good.
Yeah. I'm fascinated with like LA in the 80s. So it's
and
I grew up seeing the few billboards that she still had up and was always like, who is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember like people would explain, they'd just be like, she's Angeline. She's like famous and she rides around a pink car. And I'd be like, why?
And you still catch her around. You still see her around.
Yeah. If you do, she'll like make you pay $50 for everything. Wow. Take a pic, you know.
But on YouTube, I be watching like the documentaries that people put together about old sports stuff. I watch a lot of that. I've now started to get into the streaming YouTubers, like who play video games.
Yeah.
Only a certain amount, only some of them though. Some of them are just too crazy for me and it's for the kids. Teaching our kids to be assholes.
Just mean on there.
Yeah.
They're mean.
Yard down.
Yeah. I watch a lot of prison stories. This guy.
Yard
like.
Down.
This dude's 16 to life. So
I do use YouTube to watch Love During Lockup and like Love After Lockup that whole series.
Yeah. I'll watch My 600-Pound Life too.
Oh, I love My 600-Pound Life.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Dr. Now.
Dr. Now is my guy.
Are you watching Love Is Blind? Have y'all watched that?
Oh, I love Love Is Blind.
Yeah. I've been watching that stuff.
You watching the current season?
Yeah.
How you feel about Love Is Blind?
I don't know what to think. I got a lot of opinions. Okay, so
let's start with the most controversial, Colin Zainab.
Oh man, that just put me on the spot.
Yeah, okay. I know.
I think Cole is too young. Here's the thing.
Of course, he's 25 years old.
It's like a weird thing where I'm like, I'm on Zainab's side, but I also feel like, why did she pick him? I mean, he's so young. Like, it's almost like if I dated a 22-year-old and they got on my nerves all the time, I feel like It's like, I can't expect them to change that quickly. Like, I feel like she's like, you got to change now.
I'm like, and he's like, I am 25.
Yeah. So I feel like they weren't really a good match. Like, and I think she was like kind of projecting a little bit, just like, because yeah. I think he was like, I think she has her own issues or whatever.
She does.
He was bringing it out of her, but I think she was putting it all on him. Like it was just him. But, and then, what's his name? Bartiz.
Oh, Bartiz is the worst.
I didn't like how he did Nancy. I love Nancy.
Yeah,
I
Nancy was like, is the best.
I was like, Nancy, like, my girl. Her whole family was riding for her. I love that.
I wanted her family to beat him up. Like,
yeah, that dude was like, you just a little boy. You ain't nothing but a little boy.
I was like, let him do his thing, Nancy.
But, it's like, I do feel like this show is ridiculous, though, a little bit. Because I was like watching. The first season, to me, is the only natural season because we don't know what's happening.
Yeah, and but, everybody believes in the experiment. Yeah. They're like, maybe you really can't find love in a pod.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe it is blind. Like,
this is really happening.
You watched the first season?
Yeah, I did watch the first season. I don't remember it at all.
Yeah.
But I watched it.
It was like, I think it was also just like early quarantine, right?
We were like, in our houses, let's talk about
watching
this.
That's when I started watching The Bachelor. And then once we got back outside, I was done with that too.
Yeah, we watched The Black Bachelor.
Oh,
what's his name?
Matt.
Black Matt. Yeah.
Yeah, we watched that one.
That was.
I never did The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It's too long. It's like 5 hours.
Yeah. People are like, it's like 5 hours. You watch it 3 days a week and blah, blah, blah. And there's cameras. Yeah. And I'm just like, I can't do that. That's no.
Oh, but what I was going to say about Love is Blind. So this is why it's stuck. Because I don't like how they like, when they get out of the pods and then they're like, they're kind of like, oh, what about this other girl I had a relationship with? And then they act like they're cheating on them. But I'm like, that they're talking to other people. It's like, they act like it's such a surprise.
They act like it's such a surprise.
I can't believe you had a relationship with this other person.
That was the whole thing. That was the whole plot of the show was that we dated people in a pot. And they'll be like, that's basically your ex. And I'm like, no, exes are people you know what they look like.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know you.
Yeah. Like an ex, you know what their face is.
Yeah.
So.
I thought they would get old. And, with the one homie, I don't like the ones that they got married to. The southern cat looked like Proud
Brendan.
Boy cat. Not Brendan. He's cool.
Matt?
Yeah, no. Is it Matt? He looked like he looked like a southern white boy.
Matt and Brendan both are southern white boys.
I know.
Yeah.
But he looks, the one's tall. His girl, Colleen.
Okay,
Colleen's girl.
Yeah, Matt and Colleen.
Yeah, yeah. He seemed like he got
Matt has anger issues.
Yeah, yeah. He was getting way too mad. I was like, what's going on?
He gets mad about everything. And then in the tell-all, they were like, oh, yeah, Colleen still stays in her own apartment. And I was like, good.
Yeah, she's probably like, get me out of this.
Yeah, thing. I was like, Colleen, for your safety, please let's keep that living arrangement.
Yeah, so
I'm
not fucking with him.
Yeah,
and I was surprised. I was surprised they ended up together.
Yeah,
but
I was hoping she'd say no, but then I was like, I think she's afraid.
I think I'm
no.
done with this show though. After this season,
wow.
I don't think I have any interest in watching this shit again.
Every
time I watch it, I feel sick. Like I feel like I watched the whole thing. I'm into it. And I burned through it. And then at the last reunion one, I'm like, I feel disgusted.
I feel like gross. Yeah. And I'm just like, I know none of this is real. And then these people are truly upset with their lives.
Yeah, it's like, it's ridiculous. Like, it's like, they don't know each other.
Yeah.
Like, this is not real.
But another show for your Thanksgiving watch list that just came out. Also on Netflix, Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Starring. You're in this one.
I am in this.
I know I'm in this.
Yeah. I'm in the first episode.
Very funny.
He's on the thumbnail, too.
Yeah. You're on the thumbnail.
That was pretty tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people started hitting me up after that one.
See? That's cool.
And,
that's how you know.
All black people. Apparently, Netflix has racialized algorithms.
Yeah.
They do. No, they will put the one black person on the thumbnail and be like, it's a black person. And then you go watch and you're like, wait, they were just in the first episode.
They're not doing their job. They probably just watched it and then like, okay, put it with this. Yeah, you got to keep watching.
Like, my Proud Boy homies didn't see me at all.
I know.
I remember it was like got served to Dear White People and like it just had the one white guy in the show on it. And I was just like, that's
hilarious.
Like, come on. Like,
that's
it's a whole
wild. So it's like they're if I was white, you think the Blockbuster thumbnail doesn't have Carl on it?
No,
you think it has like the white girl or something?
Yeah. Or
that's racist.
Yeah.
Hilariously racist.
But ours had JB Smoove and Carl.
That's so weird. It's like they don't even know. I mean, yeah, I guess it does work though.
I'm like,
hey, that's Carl.
Yeah.
Like if I saw if it was the other girl, I'd probably be like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Like what I did with The Watcher. I was like, oh, it's that black girl from that one thing. Yeah, I'm gonna watch that. And then she was the only black girl in it and she was in like two episodes.
That's funny. Oh, that's interesting. They should do a documentary, like try to see, go all of our friends and see how they watch and how it's being presented.
And how it shows, it shows them.
I want to see.
Yeah.
Algorithms, they telling us our truth. It's our truth. It's not their truth. They're just telling us how we see the world.
Mm-hmm. And that's an interesting conversation your character gets into in the first episode of Blockbuster.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. I'm talking about how the algorithm is promoting something that triggers me.
Yeah.
Because my wife just left me.
That's exactly really good transition, Ashley.
Thank you.
Yeah, check out Blockbuster. All episodes out.
Yeah, it's really good.
I watched the whole thing. Yeah. Oh, another show I'm watching, Sex Lives of College Girls.
Oh, season 2 just came out. Yeah. That's another one I'm saving for Thanksgiving Day.
That's a Thanksgiving
Day. Oh, yeah. That one, they have like the first 3 episodes. I'm going to have my little ice cream.
Whiskey in it.
Put some whiskey. I'm just going to share it. Like, you do some weed fudge, and then you do put like a little whiskey in the ice cream, and then the weed fudge on top. Wow. It is a good time.
Damn.
You got to plan my nights.
I just want to eat my ice cream. I love drinking, but sometimes I just want some ice cream.
This is all I do. Like, from Thanksgiving to Christmas to New Year. Like, that's what this time is for.
No, it's good. You got a nice whiskey, put a glass. I feel you.
I feel that.
I mean, I can't do that no more, but back in the day, you know.
But Sex Lives of College Girls, it's a good one.
It's really
funny. Have you watched that one?
No, I haven't seen that one.
I think you would like that.
Our friends created that.
Yeah.
Justin
Noble Langfish.
Yeah. And my homie Beth is writing on there, and Sarah. Yeah, it's a very funny show. I like it a lot. I burned through that whole thing when I had COVID the first season.
Yeah, the first season, it's just so funny. I don't know why it took so long to get this new season. I'm so happy we finally got it.
Yeah.
I was going to start it last night, and then I was just like, no. You're going to want to watch this cuddled up on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might be mixing up 2 shows.
Yeah, you might be.
Justin created Sex Life of College Girl.
Yeah,
with
Mindy Kaling.
Mindy Kaling. What's Lang Show?
Lang Show is Never Have I Ever.
Never Have I Ever.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which also Mindy Kaling. Yeah, and also very, very good.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's one more season of that on the way.
Nice.
So, and the season that came out this year, really, really good.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I will say my favorite Thanksgiving episode of television is my own horn because I wasn't working there at the time. Oh. But New Girl has an episode called Bangsgiving.
Yeah,
I think that's probably one of the funniest like Thanksgiving episodes of TV.
And I completely agree.
Shout out to my homie Dave Feeney wrote that. It's really good. But I just figured I'd tell y'all that. That was the one I prepared for the podcast.
Thank you. I did ask you to prepare. Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving YouTube sketch or clip?
My favorite Thanksgiving YouTube. I watch these turkeys tell me how the media is.
Turkeys like, it's fake news.
Yeah, I watch these turkeys tell me about fake news. No. Martin Thanksgiving episode where they get into the competition with each other. And Millie Jackson is in that episode. Pass the peas. Yeah.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first Thanksgiving episode that really had an impact on me was WKNY in Cincinnati, which is like this.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
WKRP in Cincinnati. And the Thanksgiving episode where they like have all these turkeys that they're in a plane and they're like, we're going to drop the turkeys and give them to all the people. And they think turkeys can fly.
Oh, wow. That sounds really funny.
It's just so funny. And they just start dropping the turkeys.
Were they live turkeys?
Yeah. Oh my God. Like they thought the turkeys would fly. And it's just so funny. And that was like one of the first Thanksgiving episodes. I remember my mom being like, you have to watch this. It's very funny and about Thanksgiving. And so that's, yeah, that's a tradition. That's
the Simpsons Thanksgiving episode. Is that the one where you don't win friends with salad? Is
that, yeah, that one's great.
That one's classic. Great. Yeah. And then
the pig is flying. Like, isn't that one where the pig fly? Like it's like flying through the air. I think there's like, I might be thinking of a Family Guy thing, but yeah.
Pretty good. Too.
The Family Guy Thanksgiving episode where Kevin comes back and turns out it's not the real Kevin.
Yeah.
That's Joe's son who went to.
Oh, yeah.
But they thought it wasn't the real Kevin. Well, it is the real Kevin, but he said that he died, but he didn't because he went AWOL and was like, it's not heroic. Whatever. That was a good episode.
And then Bob's Burgers. That's like my new Thanksgiving tradition. I feel like every season they have a good Thanksgiving episode. Mm-hmm. You know, Bob loves to like really get drunk with his turkey and get to know it, and that's great.
I haven't watched that yet. I'm gonna check.
Watched Bob's Burgers like at all?
I mean, I've seen some episodes, but I haven't like dived in like fully.
It's like 12 seasons.
I know, it's gonna be great.
It's been on for a while.
You got some diving to do.
I don't know. I gotta take my breath. I'll take some diving classes.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, I'm sure it's great. I just never missed me.
Yeah.
I just miss a show just exists and you just miss
it. That's how I feel about a lot of things where it's just like, now it's been on for 10 years. What am I supposed to do? It's too late for me.
Start it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that with the show, that spinoff of Breaking Bad. What is it? I feel like I'm going to like this show. I just haven't had time to like sit there and watch it.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm sure it's just for me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I did with the other, what was it, like Sneaky Pete or something?
Yeah.
Like all those, I'm just like, I'm Peaky sure Blinders. It's good, you know? And I'm sorry, I got to binge The Crown for Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
Those are my plans.
I got to finish Killer Sally. Which you spoiled for me.
I didn't spoil it, okay? I promise.
Definitely spoiled it for me.
I promise.
I don't even need to watch it anymore.
You're not even going to believe the last...
You said she's dating a new dude. I was about to start writing her letters in prison, sending her a little money, you know?
It was just very interesting. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, don't say it.
I'm
going to watch today, honestly.
Did you hear that Elizabeth Holmes going to jail?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she got sentenced to 11 years today.
11 years.
That's a
prison gang do you think she's about to join? Ooh. The Aryan Nation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll take it real quick.
Yeah. She'll be like, I will join y'all. I will join y'all.
And like, they said they want to do a season 2 of The Dropout. I really hope they do.
What would that be? Just like another...
I guess just... So, because The Dropout goes up until the time she meets this new guy, but like before the trial starts. And so they're saying it would start from her going to Burning Man after she like is facing charges, because that's what she did. They're like, you're going to go to jail.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she was like, okay, cool. I'm going to go to Burning Man. I can't think about this.
Wow.
And then she got pregnant. Now she's like pregnant with her second kid before she's going to jail. Wow. And it's going to detail that time maybe. And I say, yeah, do it.
Do you think... I love that. I thought that show was great.
It was
so
good.
An Emmy. But do you think that the show helped, like, had any effect on her going to jail or not?
There was a big debate about that where people were like, oh, is this show humanizing her and making people like her? And I was like, I don't think so. She seems not good in it.
I never heard it. I mean, I saw the documentary, but I'm like, if you watch the show, you're like, oh, she's guilty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, it's just written in a way where she's like, I'm doing something wrong. So I guess it's like already proven or something.
Exactly. But,
so it's hard to be like, have a debate.
Yeah,
about it.
I thought it did a really good job of being like, no, she's guilty and like not a good person. And she kind of deserves all that's coming to her.
Yeah.
Personally, I thought that's what it did.
It didn't humanize her. It humanized her in a way that was like, okay, I get why she did it, but it didn't make her, it didn't make her like innocent or anything.
And it was Liz Merriweather and Michael Showalter who were directing, writing, and producing. And again, worked on New Girl. So they brought this really just comedic sense to it where you're like, oh, this was really like a silly girl who just got $1 billion and was like, sure, I'll drop out of college for that.
Right.
So.
Very fascinating.
Yeah.
A lot of TV.
A lot of TV.
No wonder you do this podcast.
Yeah. This is why we do it. And I feel like that is so much for everybody at home to watch this Thanksgiving. That was some really good recommendations.
Oh, yeah. Watch my movie, too. Can we promote yet? Sorry.
Well, okay. That part was coming.
Okay.
I dropped the gun. But no, let's get it. I want to get it up here at the top.
Okay.
Let's watch this movie.
Oh, yeah. Watch. It's a Party. That's a movie. That's a good Thanksgiving movie. Is a star Carl Tart is in it.
Oh my gosh.
He's in that too. Ego Wodum.
Love Ego.
Tony Baker. So you know.
Can I watch it on can I watch it on YouTube?
Yeah.
You can? You got to buy it, though.
Yeah, you probably have to buy it, but you could just watch it on Tubi, too. Do anybody have Tubi in these streets?
No.
Tubi's free, though.
Tubi
is
free.
It is free.
Tubi's tight. There's a lot of cool shit out. They got New Jack City on Tubi.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I get it. Like, it's built into my television, but I don't, like, have the app on my phone. But sometimes, like, when my Wi-Fi is not working, it'll be like, you can watch Tubi.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
They don't even have it on.
That's hilarious.
Are movies on there?
Yeah, yeah. They just put it on
that's
there.
That's funny because Tubi is known for really bad movies.
Oh, really?
Like, their original content is always, like, you know, like, movies that would be fun to watch, but are like, what the hell?
No, like it's definitely sandwiched with a bunch of like movies that you like black movies that are like, what the fuck?
There's this, like, they just they put up one now that people on Twitter are making fun of because like Lamar Odom is in it, people are just like, why is he in this movie, like playing a criminal or something? And it's just like him running around being like, I'm a rapper and a gangster. And it's like, who let him do this?
So many of these movies, I'm like, how does this happen? Like, who's making this? Who's paying for this? But they exist. But then they are on Tubi.
They're on Tubi.
Check them out. But also check out. But we're on Amazon and we're on really the other cool stuff too.
Yeah, that's another. I look for the holidays. I actually do watch movies. It's the one time of the year when I finally catch up on all the movies I didn't watch. And I try to do comedies. And we just haven't been getting a lot of good comedies, like in the mid-budget comedy range, you know? I feel
have
like
have you
that
seen my movie?
Dying.
I don't know.
Not.
Oh, really? Oh, you got to watch it then. So, are we allowed to bring up movies on this?
Yeah. Well, usually, actually, no, I have a very strict, like, this is TV Club TV only policy. But because it's a holiday, I'm going to be lax. I'm gonna allow it.
Okay. All right, cool.
I have TV to say.
Yeah.
Okay. On Peacock, you can stream all 10 episodes of Grand Crew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
TV show that Lamar Woods was a writer on. And that I am in that too.
Very, very good. So at the end of every show, I do a homework list.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Right.
And on my homework list, I was going to say, you got to watch Grand Crew.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. We're so ahead of you. This is. we just decided to do the promo part of the podcast.
You know what? I love it. You knew the vibe and you were like, let's go.
It's time to promote.
I love Grand Crew. I was obsessed with the first season. I was like one of the people on Twitter just being like, you got to watch. Nicole Byer, fan of the podcast, also on it. When are we getting season two? Aren't you?
It's coming up sometime early 2023.
Yeah. I know you shot, you filmed, it got renewed. We were so happy.
We are currently in production.
Right now.
Production.
Yeah, it just came from.
Production.
Just came from Universal right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Any insider stuff we can know? Any background?
About Universal?
Grand Crew.
Weekend's Maze. Oh. Yeah. The episode takes place in the Weekend's Halloween Horror
they
Nights
have a
Maze.
New Mario and Luigi thing going on the theme park. But
I'm dressed like the Grinch every episode.
If we're talking about TV the whole time, it's like it feels like I should promote my stuff because I'm like, I make TV.
Yeah.
is that why I felt the need to like tell people about stuff?
Is there any other shows you want to tell us about? What's your working on right now?
I'm working on just Grand Crew right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some we'll see in a couple months.
Which is so good. And go watch season one. Just
one of my favorite over and over again. Fall in love with me. Slide my DMs.
You're
Let's
so
get
funny.
Married.
Yeah. And then also just some cute, just will they, won't they's being set up. I love that show. So,
thank you. Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah. Just like I said, Grand Crew, Abbott Elementary, American Auto, bringing network TV back.
We're in a glorious time.
It's a good time for TV. So.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's kind of like a pretty nice homework list. I'm just going to tell people to watch your things.
Yeah.
You deserve a promo.
Yeah, watch our stuff.
Watch Inside Job.
Watch
Big City Greens.
We're on Big City Greens. Disney. They just got renewed. They just renewed me for the new
season. I'm on a couple other cartoons. Every cartoon on Netflix I'm on. You just got to look for
it. Yeah, just put it on.
They need a Carl Tart algorithm.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
If you're black, you probably already know because Carl's probably in all of your thumbnails already. So.
For every show, shows that I'm not even on. I was like, why am I the thumbnail on Killer Salad?
But I wonder if it's, just to go back to that real quick, if it's like, when you go into an Uber, right?
Yeah.
And it's like the dude, he puts on rap music because he thinks I want to hear rap music, which is, I'm like kind of offended, but then I do like rap music.
I do like rap music.
So I'm like, I don't know what to do in that situation.
I'm not upset about it, but it's also just kind of like.
I want to make that choice.
Yeah. Because
it'll be like, Tubi was like New Jack City. And I was like, I love that movie.
I love that. And then it's like,
you played me.
Okay, come on.
You got me, Tubi. Not next time. Maybe, but Tubi's tight though, actually.
So download Tubi, first of all. And then otherwise, everything else is on Netflix.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This was so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
And watch Gossip Girl and watch it with us.
Yes. Do that. And then watch Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl has
that was when you should get all the promo in.
Okay.
Completely forgot about that.
Yeah, because we watch that show every week way too much. But I will say that show specifically, more than most shows, I would say have the best Thanksgiving episodes.
Yes.
I just generally feel that way.
I was going to ask, what do you feel like brings so much success to a Gossip Girl Thanksgiving episode? Like, there's something about the way they handle the drama and the juice that just...
Yeah. They always say they do this cool thing where like everybody has a thing going on and they find a way to get everybody at the table, even though that's never it never starts out that way. But somehow it's like, I gotta go over to
Serena's house and get this one pair of diamonds that would look great for me. And then somehow you're like, yeah, Vanessa would never be in this situation.
Right. But they seem to do it pretty organically where you're like, all right,
somebody getting their yucks off. Somebody always has a comedy game. Yeah, it's really funny to me.
Oh yeah,
yeah, like, yeah.
Big Rufus in this episode. In the last thing we just did a Thanksgiving episode. It'll be coming out soon, probably around Thanksgiving time.
Yeah, that's tight.
And Big Rufus.
The best.
Yeah. I think there's one where the little brother is just like the whole time at Thanksgiving, just like saying the meanest comments and just snarkiest things.
I just tried to take my headphones off so I couldn't hear it. And then I realized it doesn't matter if I take my headphones off because the voice is still happening. I swear to you, spoil this shit for me.
I'm pretty sure that's like season one.
No, you're going to be doing prison, I say. Because you are going to jail.
I won't talk about Gossip Girl anymore.
Yeah, I should have never brought it up.
But you should go watch Gossip Girl and then go watch XOXO Gossip Kings.
XOXO Gossip Kings.
I was at a show, one of your shows. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in the audience. I think it was like the podcast thing y'all did, Family Feud thing.
Yeah.
And then you were like on stage, like naming all the podcasts you do. And you were like, we do this thing called Gossip Girl. We watch Gossip Girl. And then some guy sitting in front of me was like, that's perfect. I was like, oh, shit. All right. Hope you watched it.
Listen to it. Find it wherever you get your podcast
at.
And you can watch it on YouTube as well on the Earwolf channel.
There you go.
Not Earwolf. Headgum. Oh, my God. I'm about to start a gang war.
Please. On Headgum.
Start shooting at me.
Please. Thank you so much for joining me. This was great.
Thank you,
Ashley.
TVISA with Ashley Ray. Another episode of
TVISA with Ashley Ray is an Earwolf production made by me, Ashley Ray Harris. It's engineered by Sam Kiefer and produced by Amelia Chapelo. And our original theme song is by Rafia. It means so much to me if you go rate, review, subscribe, follow TVISA. Let us know what you think and tell your friends. Share with your golden girls. Tell your boys. If you love my TV recommendations, let everyone you know. For special TV Club members, join my Patreon. And you can also find my full archive ad-free episodes of TVISA over on Stitcher Premium. Use promo code TVISA, all one word, for a 1-month free trial at stitcher.com/premium.
Hey, it's Jason Mantzoukas, wishing Scott and everybody else of all stars and stripes a happy 15th anniversary, Comedy Bang Bang. You goddamn did it. Eat shit. Hang on, man.